Some years ago, there was an Australian man who was on trekking in Ladakh. And as he was trekking in Ladakh, the beautiful mountains of the Himalayas, you know, he was taking photographs and he's being sort of quite negligent, and he got separated from the rest of the party. And because he was separated, you know, he took the wrong turn and got lost. And it's very dangerous being sort of lost at night in the Himalaya mountains. There's bears and all sorts of things there. He was very fortunate, you know, just at twilight, he saw some lights in the distance. Made for the lights, it turned out to be a monastery, a Buddhist monastery. And so, you know, he asked permission to stay the night because it was too late to go anywhere. And the abbot said, sure, no problem. So the abbot gave him a meal as a guest and gave him a nice room, and he stayed the night there. But in the middle of the night, just after midnight, he was woken up, because this was a very ancient monastery, been there for hundreds of years. He was woken up in the middle of the night by the most amazing sound he'd ever heard in his life. Now, he'd heard the Berlin Philharmonic before, and he'd heard just the most amazing virtuosos. And this was music which was just unearthly, and it really thrilled him. And when it finished, he just went off into the deepest of sleeps. And when he woke up in the morning, he got some breakfast from the monks, and he asked, you know, took leave of the abbot, because the abbot said, we'll give you a monk, you know, we know where this tour group will be, we'll do a shortcut so you can catch up with them. And the man sort of thanked the abbot, but then just asked, sort of, you know, what was that noise last night? Because, you know, I heard in this room this beautiful, incredible noise. I've never heard anything like it before. And the abbot said, oh, that. He said, I'm sorry, I can't tell you. Only monks know the secret of that noise. He said, oh, come on, you can tell me. He said, no, I can't. So, you know, he bit his lip and got out his wallet. Okay, how much? $20, $50, $100. The monk said, no, look, it's nothing to do with money. You know, I can't tell you. You have to be a monk to know the answer to that. So, you know, he just argued and argued, but, you know, the abbot, no, would not be corrupted. So he had to leave. And when he came home to Australia, he couldn't get that sound out of his head. And even at night time, he kept dreaming of it. And he'd get so obsessed with that sound, because it was the most amazing sound he'd ever heard in his life. He went to see a therapist, and even the therapist could not get the obsession out of him. So 12 months later, he was back at that monastery, knocking at the door. And he demanded the abbot to see the abbot and said, look, you have to tell me what that sound was. It's driving me absolutely crazy. And the abbot said, look, I told you last time a year ago, I can't tell you because you're not a monk. He said, exactly, make me a monk. I have to find out. And the abbot said, it takes 2 years of training before you become a monk. I don't care how long it takes. I'm going out of my mind. I have to find out what that sound was. Okay, said the abbot. So the abbot started the training for this young Australian man. 2 years later was his ordination day. And as soon as he was ordained as a monk, the first thing he said, great, now tell me what that sound was. And the abbot said, look, I'll do better than that, I'll show you. Come to my room just before midnight. So he was at the room just, you know, an hour before midnight, because that's the whole reason he was there, to try and find the answer to this incredible supernatural sound he'd heard 3 years ago. And just before midnight, the abbot came in and said to him, quite seriously, look, this is something supernatural. Not many people have seen this. Are you sure you want to see it? He said, yeah, I have to. It's driving me crazy. Okay, said the abbot. So he took out a bunch of keys from his desk. And just in the back of the office, there was a curtain. Behind the curtain was actually this really ancient door, wooden door. And he took out the first key and opened the wooden door. And it creaked open. It hadn't been opened for a long time. And just as they opened the door, the sound started up. And it was so incredibly beautiful. It just made him cry. You know, there's sometimes you hear something and it just gets right inside of you. It's beautiful. It's inspiring. It's amazing. And he couldn't help but see these tears coming down his cheek. And they walked down this corridor to the source of the sound. It was another door at the end of the corridor. It was an iron door. And the abbot had to get another key out. to open the iron door. And when they opened the iron door, you could hear the sound more clearly. They were getting closer, and it's even more thrilling. And he saw at the end of that corridor, there was another door, which was solid silver, encrusted with jewellery. This was something very, very special. And the abbot got out a third key, put it in the lock, but before he turned it, he looked again. You sure? He said, yes. So he turned the key and opened the door. And now the noise was even more strong and more beautiful and more thrilling. It always make you faint. It was so amazingly wonderful. And he saw there was one more door left at the end of this corridor. And that was a door of solid gold, worth a fortune. And the jewels which were embedded in that door were again just so priceless. And they got to that door, and he knew just on the other side of that door was the answer to the source of this amazing sound. An answer which he'd been driving him crazy for 3 years, and he was about to find out the answer. And the abbot turned to him once again, look, this is the last time I'm going to answer this, ask you this question. Are you prepared, are you ready for what you're about to see? And he realized this was serious business. So he really thought, said, okay, look, I don't care what it is. I'm going crazy trying to find out the answer. I've come this close, open the door. So the abbot smiled and said, okay. And he opened the door, and the monk saw it. You know what it was? I can't tell you, you're not monks. Okay, that's enough for tonight. The other questions I'll answer tomorrow. That's a good monk's joke. Only monks can tell that joke. That's very, very good. Okay, so three sadhus. Sadhus.